Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk to Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports. He's with us at the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Guest line truly steps beyond convenient. Jamie, good morning. So we have week six of the NFL underway tonight. Eagles and Giants. Give me some thoughts here. Who are the must-starts on both sides of the football?
Good morning, guys. Obviously, for the Giants, you're playing Odell Beckham and Saquon Barkley, but Sterling Shepard should be in your lineup for sure. He's played the Eagles four times in his career. He scored in every game. And last year, in both those meetings, he had over 130 yards receiving and a touchdown in each game. So great track record for him. And no Evan Ingram means he gets an uptick in targets. For the Eagles, there's not a lot of guys to love. The running back situation is now, one that you want to keep an eye on. I'm sorry, Zach Ertz, you start without question. But for the running backs, you look at who's going to be the better guy. I think it's Smallwood for this week, Wendell Smallwood, just because he's been healthy. But Corey Clement is also going to get some work, and I think we'll get a clearer idea of what they're going to do barring a trade moving forward. But I would probably look at those guys as flex options. And then Janoris Jenkins, the corner for the Giants, has been playing phenomenal the last month. So I think it's going to make things tough on Alshon Jeffrey and such being tough on Carson Wentz as well.
What is that touchdown pass by Odell Beckham last week? What does that do fantasy-wise in terms of points?
He gets those passing yards. So, unless your league scoring doesn't allow it, but most leagues do. So you get the touchdown pass, you get the passing yards that go with it, and it's a nice little bonus.
Now, how about this weekend? Okay, Dolphins and Bears. Is there anyone on the Dolphins side that we like against that Bears defense?
No, it's hard to trust them right now. You know, the running back situation, look, it was great that Kenyon Drake scored the receiving touchdown last week, but it's now three games in a row where Frank Gore has had more carries than him. So that's a situation you probably want to avoid. The Bears' run defense is amazing. The receivers aren't getting enough targets individually to, make them startable at this point. And then obviously Tannehill is not putting up the type of stats that you're hopeful for at a position that's so deep and giving you so many points. It's just hard to trust the Dolphins right now. For the Bears, you're looking at Jordan Howard. I think this is a bounce back game for him. Tariq Cohen's been very good. You know, so in PPR leagues, the Dolphins, I believe, are sixth in the NFL in receptions to running backs. So he should have a chance to catch some passes. Outside of that, though, it's really, I think, going to be an ugly fantasy game. You know, there'll be somebody from the receiving core, whether it's Allen Robinson or Trey Burton or Taylor Gabriel, that does well. But the Bears' defense is one of the best plays this week.
Are you surprised with the lack of catches so far through the 5 weeks from Danny Amendola? Because I thought he was going to be a guy who was going to get a lot of catches.
Oh, for sure. I would have said, if he played 16 games, 75, 80 catches would be easy.
Yeah.
And, nowhere near that pace by far.
Yeah. You can let's take some text questions, okay? You could text in your questions for Jamie on the NunezLaw.com text line at 67974.
Texas want to know, who do they start tonight? Rodgers, or not tonight, this weekend? Rodgers or Mahomes?
I like Rodgers a little bit better at home against the 49ers. Mahomes is, walking into a little bit of a hornet's nest against the Patriots in Foxborough. Belichick's had 10 days to prepare for him. We saw a little bit of a downturn for him last week, whereas Rodgers finally had that big blow-up game. So Rodgers a little bit safer for me.
And in a PPR league, would you start Luck, Winston, or Dalton?
Love Jameis Winston this week.
I mean, really?
No better matchup on the table than that Falcons defense. They're so banged up.
They're bad.
There's so many guys missing. And Winston, I think he has a Ryan Fitzpatrick-type game, which is something I never thought I'd say, but Fitzpatrick and his offense, three straight games of 400 yards to open the season, Winston could have that type of day.
And if somebody needs a flex, Josh Gordon, McCoy, or DeSean Jackson?
I go DeSean Jackson. Again, just looking at where the points are. It's the highest over-under of the week, so you always got to look at those numbers. Vegas knows what they're doing for a reason. So if they put a big point total on a game, you're going to try and follow that, and usually it works out.
Give me one. Dalvin Cook, Chris Thompson, or Lamar Miller?
Chris Thompson's been great so far this season. I know he wasn't so great 2 weeks ago, but overall he's been very good.
He has been. Just keep an eye on his injury situation because he fell on the football, I think, or hurt his ribs. He popped up on the injury report with a knee problem also, so not a lock to play. Dalvin, you got three guys there that aren't locks to play. Lamar Miller's got a chest injury, and then Dalvin Cook's got the hamstring problem. If all three play, Chris Thompson's your guy.
Let's give Richard an opportunity here on the phones. Go ahead, Richard, with your question.
Hey, Jamie, should I hold off on starting Corey Clement today, and instead of replacing him, should I start Drake Bilal Powell or Chris Godwin at the flex standard? Thank you.
I mean, if you want to hold off, you can. I think he's it's between him and Godwin. Again, you know, just looking at that Falcons-Tampa Bay game, you know, there's going to be a lot of points, and Godwin, prior to week four, the first three games, he had scored a touchdown. So I like Godwin a little bit better, but if you want to play Clement, it's certainly understandable given what his role is now going to be.
You mentioned Chris Thompson and keeping an eye on the injury report there. Who are a couple of the other bigger names that were waiting on injury reports today to see what's going on?
Yeah, Matt Breida for the 49ers with that ankle problem. Dalvin Cook, you know, dealing with that hamstring injury. The two Rams receivers, you know, now that they're in the concussion protocol, because they've been fantastic, Cooper Kupp and Brandon Cooks. It'll be interesting. Adrian Peterson as well. You know, the Redskins have their whole backfield banged up. Peterson had a separated shoulder that he said he's going to play through, but, you know, guy is 33 years old, trying to play through that type of injury is a little bit concerning.
You can text us on the NunezLaw.com at text line 67974. Goff or Cam in a PPR?
I'm a little bit worried about Goff for two reasons. One, the receiving corps being banged up, the two of his top three guys are potentially going to be out. And I have to check this, but somebody sent us an email this morning saying that it could potentially snow in Denver. So for a California kid going into the snow in a place where they could just run all over Denver, nobody's been able to the Broncos haven't been able to stop anybody on the ground, and obviously they have Todd Gurley. So I would probably lean toward Cam there.
All right, this fantasy owner's a little upset. He's got two bums, Baldwin and Cooper. Which one of those guys should they start?
You know, I think this is an Amari Cooper week. We've seen sort of the ebbs and flows of the Amari Cooper roller coaster. And the Seahawks, when they've been challenged by a good quarterback, and not that Derek Carr is a good quarterback, but he's fifth in the NFL in passing yards, so they're going to throw a lot. I think you'll see Cooper have some targets and have some success, so I like him a little bit better than Baldwin this week.
Good job, Jamie. Plug something.
Just check us out, CBS Sports HQ. We're on 12 o'clock with our Fantasy Football Today show, and then 10 o'clock on Sunday. So give you that last-minute fantasy information to set your lineups and get you some wins.
Thanks, man. Take it easy.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right, there you go. That's Jamie Eisenberg. And, of course, that Fantasy Report every Thursday is sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733.
It's going to impress you every time talking to that guy, knowing what he knows.
He knows so much. He knows so much.
I'm always impressed that he, like...
He's never been stumped.
He never asked anybody to repeat their question.
Right. I can never keep track of... I got eight guys here. Pick one. And, like, he remembers all eight guys that the guy just said.
And their stats. And who's playing, who's not playing, who's up, who's down, who's got this injury. He really blows my mind when
that's
it comes to
this.
That's
the part stuff that makes me that stumps me the most. Is
well,
when
since he's been gone for the past 2 weeks, how do you know this?
No,
stuff,
not even
man?
That part. The part that I don't get is when the caller lists five guys, pick one, and like he remembers all five that were just said. Yeah. I mean, if you give me two names right now, I might forget the first one you said. That's the part that I find most impressive. He never forgets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.